Good morning. Now, Ireland, the Emerald Isle, has long been associated with as a rich resource of base metals and precious metals. More recently this year, a TELUS survey by the Geological Survey of Ireland estimated that there was a considerable amount of precious metals and base metals throughout the region. There are a number of companies operating in the region. My name is Alan Green from Brand Communications, and I'm delighted today to welcome Neil Ring, Finance Director of IMC Exploration, a company that has five licenses right within the region identified in the TELUS survey. Neil, good morning.
Morning, Alan.
Now, Neil, we mentioned that the licenses are right in the middle of the region. Could you firstly tell me a little about IMC Exploration and the five gold licenses and the base metal licenses?
Yes, well, IMC has 15 licenses, five precious metal and 10 base metal licenses. The precious metal licenses are in the southeast of Ireland, and that's specifically where the TELUS report focused its research. And to quote from the TELUS report, it says, there's more platinum, gold and precious metals in southeast Ireland than previously estimated and previously believed. They also, the TELUS report also specifically mentioned the Goldmine River area and the Avoca area. And those are two areas where we actually own the licenses for those particular areas. So we're very excited about the TELUS report. We already, as you know, had our exploration within those areas and had a bonanza grade of gold in Bowley. Very good shows elsewhere. But this just copper fastens what we always believe, that this is an area of precious metal. And it will be, we believe, for IMC, a very lucrative area. And you probably have noticed as well, and investors will have noticed, that other companies around are now beginning to sit up and take notice of what's happening in those areas. And a lot of activity is happening. And, of course, we're doing it with our COSA joint venture agreement as well.
Well, I was going to come to that. Of course, it was all over the Irish press in March this year, the results of the survey, and that it was Ireland's Gold Coast and lots of little sound bites in the press. But specifically, as you say, you've got the gold licences in the Avoca region on the Goldmine River, and you're operating those on a joint venture with COSA Gold. Can you just expand on that?
That's right. COSA Gold approached us about a year ago, and we signed a joint venture agreement whereby they will spend $3.4 million in exploration over the next period of time. They've already done a huge amount up to now. They're very excited about the TELUS report. They're very excited about the area. They did due diligence on the company, did a lot of talk with the Geological Survey, the Department of Mines, etc. Nice. And finally signed that deal with us early last year. And have commenced a works program in the area, and at the moment we're actually awaiting some results which are down with the laboratory in Galway.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, IMC has 10 base metal licenses, and I understand you're making progress with those too. Can you just expand on those?
Yes, we're very excited about the base metal licenses as well. We're not a one-trick pony. We have the precious metal and the base metal. We've 10 licenses in the southeast of Ireland, southwest of Ireland. Yeah. We have some in Limerick, Shannon, Tulla, Ballinasloe, and around the Shannon region. Yep. Tulla, we have already done a lot of work on. And as you probably know, the base metal license areas in Ireland have produced huge, in fact, 14 deposits of over a million tonnes in the last number of years, including, obviously, Navan. That trend, we're on that trend. The Limerick license is quite near the Kilbricken find. The Tulla license is only in new money 15 kilometres, in old money 9 miles, which we understand. Tulla is 9 miles from the Kilbricken find. Dr. John Kelly has done a report for us on Tulla, and to quote our managing director, it's a significant area. It has great potential. We had a Compton Pearson's report out this year as well, which again emphasised the importance of Tulla and the prospect there. And now we're moving along. Our geological team have done a works programme, fully costed works programme, for those 10 licence areas, which we are, a lot of the soil sampling, for example, has been done. There's a programme of geophysical, geochem, drilling, etc., which is in place and ready to go.
Wow, that's so there's as you say, there are a lot of IMC activities within the IMC portfolio. Now, of course, the company's in the middle of a move to main market at the moment. But operationally, where the company seem to be at the moment, there's a lot of news flow. It would appear to be in the offing. Can you sort of give us an idea of what the next steps are operationally?
Yes, operationally, the next steps. Well, the ongoing COSA deal. COSA are down drilling, sampling, doing all their work. So we don't have to worry about the funding on that. Obviously, that's a fully funded program.
Yes,
3.4 million being spent. And while we are moving to a new listing, that's. In one way, that's happening. In another way, we're concentrating as well on the operational part of the company, because that's where the real value will be for shareholders. Currently, as you know, we're on the ISDX under IMCP. Yeah. We will move to the main market, but investors who want to get a piece of the action, so to speak, can still obviously trade on the ISDX. Operationally, as I said, a fully costed works program is in place for the 10 base metal licenses, which includes up to 10,000 metres of drilling over those license areas. We're very excited about it. Our geological team, Laz Fleming and Dr. Glenn Miller, have overseen this program, and that program is literally ready to go as we speak.
Excellent, excellent. That sounds very encouraging. So on the board of IMC, there's yourself, Neil, and of course, Chairman Liam McGrattan. Can you do you anticipate adding to the board as you go forward in the future?
I think that's something we will look at, obviously, because if we go on to a new market, it may be for investors we will bring in more expertise. We have a geological team, as I said, that's real expertise. We have the finance and the stock market entry, myself and Liam McGrattan, the chairman. But of course, as we hope to get bigger, and I'm sure we will get bigger, we will have to look at the structure of the board, the personnel on the board, and beefing up the board, so to speak. We owe that to the investors, we owe to our shareholders, obviously, and we particularly owe to the company itself that with the right expertise, we can bring the company from the level it's at to a new level. And this is on the back of, as you know, the mining sector is, I wouldn't say flavour of the month, but it's certainly on the up. The same way gold prices and zinc prices are on the way up, so we want to get on that particular bandwagon, so to speak. But we will look at our board, the whole structure of the company, and we're very confident going forward. We're going to be quite big.
Okay. Well, certainly, as you say, Neil, you're supported by strong gold prices. You're supported by strong base metal prices too. So. With the prospects of the company going forward, things sound very exciting indeed.
They are very exciting. They're exciting on the basis of what we said, the gold price, the zinc price going up. The COSA deal is an extraordinary deal, the envy of a lot of smaller companies and bigger companies indeed. Obviously, the TELUS report has given us a great fill-up and great backup and great confidence that what we're doing in the southeast of Ireland is going to pay off. We know we're in a fantastic ore region, Ireland being the biggest producer of zinc in Europe and ninth biggest in the world. We're right in the middle of that. Yep. We're surrounded by Lisheen, Navan. We're just in a lovely area where we believe that we can exploit and explore that to its full extent for the company, for the investors, for the shareholders. It's the future does look very bright for IMC.
Excellent. Well, Neil Ring, Finance Director at IMC Exploration, thank you for coming in today and for updating us on IMC's activities. Back
to you.